It's time now for Jackie LeBeau and Heart to Heart.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, this weather really took a turn. It certainly feels like fall out there. I don't know about you guys. I can never decide whether my favorite season is spring or fall. But I have to say, we live in the woods, and right around this time of year, it's around my birthday, is usually the peak for color out where we live with the leaves. And I don't know, this year, I don't know if it's all the rain we had this year, but the leaves just aren't as, some of the leaves that used to be bright red and beautiful dropped. A lot of the leaves haven't even turned yet, and then we have yellow, so it's sort of a funky year for leaf color, but it's still gorgeous. So I hope everybody get out and enjoy it because it's just beautiful outside. So it's lots of things going on, and actually my schedule is filling up too, which is fun for me. I've been doing lots of group readings, and I have two coming up this weekend. I had one in Shrewsbury the other week, and we got amazing messages from grandparents, a father who passed, a brother who had committed suicide, mothers on the other side. So just lots of feel-good messages. They always want to let their loved ones know that they're still around them, and they actually look after them, and they're helping. So it's just great. So if you're interested in a group reading, I call them an afternoon or evening with spirit, and I do them for a minimum of 8 people, and I come to your house so you can invite friends and relatives, and it really makes for a fun event. So there's lots of information about group readings on my website. That's www.jackielebeau.com, JACQUILEBEAU.com, or just call my office at 717-968-5289. So maybe we can do something fun for you as well. So we're going to be taking questions today on the air, and we're also going to have a great guest coming on this morning. Her name is Lisa Atkinson, and Lisa is another award-winning author. She's an accomplished psychic medium and a certified angel therapy practitioner. She's referred by internationally acclaimed author Doreen Virtue, who's sort of just the angel lady. And she really has a great background. Before she started pursuing spiritual communications, Lisa earned a BA from UCLA, as well as a master's in architecture. So again, Lisa, she's one of these people that has got all that business side to her and also the spiritual side. Right now, she supports spiritual development in others, and she offers a variety of spiritual services, and she also runs an online psychic training program at her signature website. It's called PsychicU.com. So, good morning, Lisa.
Birthday.
How are you doing?
I love those group readings, too.
I know. Don't you love that?
I do.
It's been so much fun, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to let people know that I do that because I have so much fun with that, and the people have so much fun, and it's always interesting. Sometimes I call them my OMG or my oh my gosh parties because, you know, it's like you always get these great messages and somebody's going, oh my gosh, I can't believe you got that.
That's crazy. It's so amazing, and it's so, like, inspiring every time. I don't know. It's just incredible to me how profound and so many messages of love. Like you said, they're feel-good messages. It's all about love.
Yeah, it's all about love. And, of course, it is. And that makes just total sense. So it sure is, and it always makes me feel good. When the people leave after those, I get so many big hugs from people. And don't you? I mean.
Yeah. And you know what I love so much about you, too? You did a little animal reading for me once, I know, and with my living animal, my cat. And also, you must bring in the dogs on the other side.
Oh, I bring in all kinds of animals on the other side. All kinds of things come in. So
I love that.
Yeah. And Lisa, too, you did an Akashic reading for me.
Oh, my gosh. That was a long time ago. I was just a baby.
Yeah, but remember that. But that's one of the things. That's one of the things that we're going to talk about this morning. Now, Gail, I know we have. Do we still have some callers on the line? Okay. Now, Lisa, we're just going to say hello, and we'll see if we have questions or something, and we'll see where we go.
So, okay.
All right. So let's say hello. Who's on the line?
Roxanne.
Hi, Roxanne. How are you this morning?
Okay. Hi, Roxanne.
What's on your mind today?
Well, my birthday's coming up, and I want to know if it's going to be a good year or not, because I'm supposed to be going somewhere with my daughter, and I just wanted to know if it was a good time to go or not.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just see. I'll see what I'm getting, and then if Lisa wants to chime in, we'll let her do as well.
Okay.
So, it feels pretty good to me, Roxanne. I mean, what they're showing me is lots of flowers and stars. Is this like a celebration thing you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because that's what it feels like. So, I'm thinking you're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay.
What are you getting, Lisa?
Yeah, I feel like there's some kind of an issue. Obviously, you know, you're kind of a little bit worried about, or, you know, concerned. There's something concerning you. And so I want to just make sure that you just remember that you have a million angels on your side all the time. And you're, like, there is something really integrative and bringing back a wholeness to this that's really beautiful as far as letting go of the past and any old ideas that were not as happy as you want them to be. So remember to hold your vision and ask your angels to help.
Okay. I have another question quick. I go to angel readings, and I always want my grandmother to come through on my father's side, and hopefully she has never came through, and I was just wondering if she's mad at me or...
No. No. Do you want to address that, Jackie?
Well, absolutely not. I mean, it's just, as like Lisa and I said earlier, it's just total love on that side. And she's actually looking out for you. And I think, Roxanne, she's also by your side and sort of helping you through some of these family issues that you've been dealing with.
Okay.
Okay, so do you talk to her still a lot?
My grandmother?
Yes.
She's passed.
I know, but I mean, do you...
I tried to talk to her because when she passed, or I guess we were on the outs. Well, I wasn't, but she was, because she was mad because I didn't come and stay with her for a couple weekends. But
yeah,
then she passed, and so I just figured she was mad at me. She has never came through, and
no.
It was really heartbreaking.
No, and don't feel that way, because she's absolutely with you, and they don't hold on to that kind of stuff. That's people stuff. That happens here on this side.
Okay.
When we go on the other side, we open up to that total love. And what are you getting, Lisa? Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. And oh my gosh, big hugs. Like,
okay.
I don't know if she was a huge hugger, but I just want to give you a huge, big, like, squeeze bear hug for you. And she's really, oh my gosh, she's giving me, I don't want to go into a whole medium reading, but I know, you know, what we often do is, like, get all kinds of evidence about, like, how they died and all that stuff. And so I'm getting all this different stuff. And I just want to say, like, quickly that she never got to tell you everything she wanted to tell you about how proud she's so proud of you.
Okay.
And I'm just getting this overwhelming, like, tearful passion for you. And just to let you know that that's not what you were feeling, is not how she feels. So that's not her perception at all. And also, she's saying she was standing back because there were other messages that you really needed to hear from other people in spirit, and they're all loving you.
Oh, that's good. I'm sure that's true. Okay, wonderful. Thank you for calling, Roxanne.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have another caller. Okay, great. Good morning. And who's on the line? Hello? All right, I think we lost that person. That's okay. Maybe they'll call back. Okay, well, wonderful. Well, great, Lisa. Thanks. It's always nice to start out our morning and hear from our listeners.
Yeah, I love that. And making the spirit connections out of love and bringing through, you know, your grandmother. That's how I started doing mediumship. I really missed my grandfather, and I really reached out to him. And then I started getting evidence and specifics for other people, too, and it was so wonderful, because my family alive was pretty disconnected, and then I got to find out that, you know, we really do have so much more, you know, available to us as far as the people on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you say that, because that's how I got started too, with my grandmother.
Wow, that's so amazing.
You know, it's just funny because you have those strong connections, so it's so nice to hear from that.
Oh my gosh, it's nothing better. It still makes me so happy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This is exactly what I needed.
All right, so let's tell people about one of your specialties here is, Gil's giving me a signal. I think we have somebody else on the line. Wonderful. So let's say hello. Who's our caller?
Randy.
Randy?
Yes.
Hi, Randy. How are
Hi,
you
Randy.
This morning?
I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. What's your question this morning?
My question is, what's the future of the York Area Pet Bird Club?
What's it? I had a feeling that was you, Randy. I'm listening to this voice thinking, I know this, Randy.
I don't know. It looks pretty bleak.
So is that your true question, Randy? What's the future of the York Area Pet Bird Club?
Well, that and also my health.
All right. All right. Well, let's just take those one at a time. So, all right. Pet Bird Club, future of the Pet Bird Club. Okay. All right. So are you guys considering making a change with the club, Randy?
Well, it's close to almost closing down because we have very few members right now.
Okay. Because I heard the word disbanding. So I had a feeling that's what was going on. So, I have to tell you, I'm seeing it's very, it looks very fuzzy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's coming for sure, but I'm thinking you're going to have a period where there's not much going on, but then I see interest picking up later. So, maybe it's going to, I don't know, turn into a different type of group, or maybe there's something coming on with, like, kids, like 4-H, people getting involved with it. So I think you're going to have this period, and it seems like a lot of organizations go through those ups and downs, Randy, where you have interest and then you don't have interest. So I'm thinking this is that lower period for you.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to ask Lisa. Lisa, what are you saying?
I feel like there's some need to, are you the leader of this group?
Yes.
Yeah, and so I feel like they're showing me like you in a truck. I don't know if you have a pickup truck, but to sort of like take leadership and go on the road in a way, sometimes it comes in metaphor. So I don't know if you've been reaching out or going to other towns or doing that yet, but I do see that coming for you. I think that's going to help. And also remember that you do have leadership of this.
Okay.
So if there's like a lot of disbanding or reorganization or just, you know, problems with other people or whatever, you're still the backbone.
Right.
You're awesome. Like, you are the knight in shining armor of this. So it's really nice.
Oh, I like that, Randy. That is truly you. Well, I'm wondering too, Lisa, with, you know, you're saying going on the road, but I'm thinking maybe it's more like speaking engagements to different organizations, Randy, and letting people know more about what's out there.
Okay.
So maybe contacting some of the local clubs in the area and doing some things at the schools, you know, to let people know more about birds and how they make such good pets, because a lot of people just don't realize that that's an alternative, you know, particularly for families that can't really handle the typical, you know, taking the dog for the walk and things like that.
Right,
so
right.
I'm thinking more it's getting the word out and hanging in there. And like Lisa said, you know, you're a good leader, and work with that team that you have there of your core people. And get things out there.
Okay.
All right. So,
all the opportunities, like online, too. There's going to be more. You're going to be more creative with it, and I think it's going to be fun for you because it'll be different and kind of get you out of the old mindset.
Okay.
Okay. I like that. All right. So, Randy, your other question had to do with your health.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, are you experiencing a health challenge right now?
I have to go in for a prostate biopsy.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm getting, Randy, is this is going to be something that you're just going to work through, and that you're coming out on the end very positive. So even if this biopsy gives you news that, you know, isn't exactly what you were looking for, that you are going to be fine. and that everything is going to go forward. And it looks like, you know, you might have a little bit, you know, you're going to be a little concerned, you know, but it's all going to be going out the other end in a very healthy way. And actually, you might actually become healthier because of going through this right now.
Okay.
So, Lisa, what do you say?
Yeah, I really feel that way. And also, it's almost like a lesson in self-love. And, yeah. I mean, I know it sounds a little airy-fairy. My gosh, you're so amazing. And I don't know if you ever really got credit. And going back to the knight in shining armor thing, because they're showing me that you are just amazing. And your heart is huge. And you have so much, like, there's so much that you deserve, so much love that you deserve, self-love. I feel like there's really, really, I know this sounds silly and cliche, but there's really nothing to be afraid of. And right. So the opposite of fear is love. So
right.
The more that you can, right? And so the more you can remember, like, just love yourself and really don't resist so much and, like, kick and, you know, fear. But to really embrace your spirit and your body too, because your body is amazing, and you know it is.
Right.
And just remembering all the good things and all the things that you love about your body, and listening to, you know, that voice instead of the fear voice, it's going to take you a long way toward reshaping this whole experience.
Yeah, because I really feel like I said, you know, this is, you're going to come through this, and you're going to be healthier in the end for it.
Okay.
All right, so, Randy, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
You have a great day.
All right, we will. Thank
Blessings.
You.
Bye-bye.
he's such a great guy, and, you know, he does such wonderful things in the community, so I know this will be a great time for him to embrace getting out there and getting the word out about the birds. He's been on the show, and he just is just such a wonderful guy, and he's actually taken some of my animal communication classes when we had Carol Gurney here, so...
Wow.
Yeah, so, all right, so, Randy, we'll be thinking of you, and we'll be knowing everything's going to be right.
Yeah, and I'm just sending angels and prayers, because tons of love, because, you know, how extraordinary that this man is so wonderfully generous and sensitive.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of guys in this stuff, you know?
yeah. Where are all those guys, right? Well, here's one.
Yeah, yay. Oh, Randy.
Well, let's real quick, we'll get back to Akashic Records.
Okay.
And I'm going to spell that for people because they might have never heard that term before. It's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, Akashic Records.
Yeah.
And before we do that, let's talk about that, because that's sort of, you know, we need to, well, let's talk about what that is, because that's, why don't you explain it, Lisa?
Okay.
I won't put words in your mouth.
Yeah, it's really hard to understand. Let me just say that I don't even understand. Like, you know what? It's called a mystery for a reason. Like,
yeah.
we're not really supposed to, I don't really think we're supposed to understand everything, because then, you know, miracles, you know, I don't know. There's just so much mystery and magic and miracles to the divine. And so Akashic, it comes from a Sanskrit word, which is from East India, and it's Akasha, which means the primary substance out of everything that's formed. So we're coming from, you know, a very different viewpoint from Judeo-Christian. This is like about the ethers. I guess you could say it's like, it would be like the breath of God, or, you know, the heavenly mist, the form, whatever everything is created from. And so that's Akasha. And so basically you could think of it as a light, a spectrum on, you know, a piece of the spectrum of light.
Right.
So like the blue ray or the red ray or the yellow ray, this is the Akashic ray, which really does encompass everything. Or you could kind of think of us, now we're talking in light terms, and that's really hard to understand. And so we're all vibration. That's why I say light, because it's just a different frequency everybody's expressing. And we are all connected, and that's why we can look at the Akashic records and look at the spirit or the light that connects all of us, or the breath of God that connects all of us. And it is a positive thing. And we look at those. And so a lot of that stuff becomes like subconscious in our behavior. So to make it conscious is the whole key. And so that's where we come into like, oh, I understand. I always fight with my mom because I have this subconscious reaction pattern, right? Is this too confusing?
Right. Well, it's really the core. It's
yeah.
like what's at the core and where it comes from, Lisa. You know, my understanding was, and from you doing the readings for me, some of what we carry with us in this life, mm-hmm. we carry from a previous life.
Yeah. You could think of it as, no, I still have, you know, it's really hard to understand that, too. It's really hard to accept that we could have been alive in different forms, you know. But you could think of it as cellular memory, like DNA memory, ancestral memory, and instincts.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to think of how the energy is carried forward and carried down, things passed down, even talents and gifts in a family, you know, that's a similar idea.
Right. You think about things now that people will say, oh, you got that from your dad, you know.
Yeah, you're just like your grandfather.
Right. You've got that musical talent. And the idea that people have multiple lives, you know, I think that's even in my own family, you know, when I was talking to them about you coming on, Lisa, and we were talking about reincarnation. My mom said, well, what do you mean by more than one life? And my dad says, well, yeah, I believe in that. So even in your own family, you're going to find, you know, people believe different things. And there are some people that think, you know, that we're born into this life and this is all there is. And other people, just like people believe in creation theory versus evolution. You know, everybody has different ideas.
Yeah.
You know, but even for my parents, you know, my dad definitely, you know, likes the idea of reincarnation, and which is just the big word for meaning that there's, you know, multiple lives. You've been here before. You've been reincarnated. And
right,
you come
like
back.
Somebody, a lot of people think they were Cleopatra.
Yeah, yeah.
In the past. But you know what's so interesting? Sometimes you'll recognize people in your life and you go, oh my gosh, I remember you some other place. Like, I know you from another aspect.
Right. You don't know how you know them, but, and you know, and it's so interesting, and I think it was it Dr. Brian Weiss who did the many lives, many masters?
That is so fascinating, Jackie, because he actually wrote, anybody that's interested, really, there are so many good books out there, and he's a great author of one. And you can look at specifics and real cases. Like there was a 5-year-old kid who remembered being in the Air Force in World War II and took his family to the site where the airplane had crashed and he had died in Japan. And then he went to the Air Force old age home where all these pilots were and recognized the guys that were in his squadron, you know, and that was just amazing. Then a lot of other reports came in from him, and, you know, he really is a bona fide, like, dean of a university psychology center or something like that.
Right, Dr. Weiss, yeah. And I think how, you know, it started for him is, you know, in his private practice, you know, working with people, and they would be telling him these stories of when they were in another life. And as he did the research into where they were able to find records of that person in the previous life.
And prove that. And also they would speak, like 4-year-olds started speaking Sichuan Chinese.
Right.
You know, like no way they were American, and there was no way they would have known that. Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Well, let's hold on to that. Gil, do we need to take a quick break here? All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay, Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. We'll be back with more after this.
Okay, we're back, everyone. This is Jackie LeBeau with Heart to Heart, talking to spirit and animals. And my guest this morning is Lisa Atkinson. And we've been talking about reincarnation, the Akashic Records, all kinds of fun and interesting and new stuff for people. So, Lisa, we were just talking about Dr. Brian Weiss and some of his work and how he really got into the reincarnation thing as a doctor, talking to kids who could remember their past life when they were in the war.
Incredible stuff. And they came out speaking different languages for no good reason.
yeah, absolutely. So we hold all those things and we can bring those forward. So And then that brings us back to the Akashic Records, because the Akashic Records, you know, my understanding, and you just have to correct me if I get any of this wrong, Lisa, is, you know, it's looking into some of those past lives that we've had before.
Yes. And it's just energy. So I could say, like, oh my gosh, you know, you are, I can see that you're an excellent musician. And then I can also tell you that you were, you know, why? Because you were practicing this and you had, you know, 10 expert lifetimes of this and, you know, that kind of thing. So you can kind of look at people's gifts. I love that about the Akashic Records, because their gifts come forward right away.
Right. And I think that's so interesting, because you think, you know, if people particularly think about some of these kids that are just child prodigies on the piano and stuff.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's probably because they've had many, many lives.
Yeah. So don't feel bad if you're trying to.
Yeah. Yeah. This could just be my first life on the saxophone. That's why.
Yeah. I was never a musician.
But, you know, you carry that forward.
Yes.
And people that are good in sports and things like that. So.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So it's also a way that you can look at what's stored from a past life. And see how it's impacting your current life.
Yes. And those are really wonderful, because what happens is we become conscious of patterns. It's just patterns, and there's no judgment. You know, some people talk about the karma, and sometimes I just think it's making a better decision.
You know,
we're just going to look at what's blocking us maybe from a past energy pattern. And once we become conscious of that, we can make a happier decision that's, you know, better serving.
Right. We can make a new choice, because now we know.
Yes.
And we know that we can go forward with something different. So it really makes a difference. So I remember, Lisa, when you did my Akashic Records, because the other thing I'm going to tell people is, I'm sure if this is a new thought for them, they're thinking, oh, well, I always come back as a woman. And in truth, when you have multiple lives, I think it's God's way of letting us try out different things, different talents, different experiences.
Yes.
And I know I had previous lives where I was a man.
Yes.
You know, and in fact, I think I remember the one life we were talking about for me, you know, I was Roman.
Yes.
Right. And I also was a leader. So there again, I had some leadership practice in that life, which I think had served me well.
And networking and, oh my gosh, really beautiful parties. Oh, yay, cocoa party.
Yeah, so you never know, you know, what you're going to find. And I think I also had a life, if I'm remembering right, as in China, where I was a servant.
Yes. So what a dramatic difference.
Yeah, what a dramatic difference. So, you know, you never know. It's like, you know, I always remind people like that, you know, we could have been man, woman. We could have been white, black, red.
Yes.
You know, I think I had a Native American life.
Yes, definitely.
So, you know, we've been different things. So I often think about that. So, you know, I think people need to have a little open-mindedness, you know, about all different cultures and all different things, because we've all been there.
That is so beautifully put, Jackie, because what a lesson that is for us. And we're in America. Like, this is the place. We're doing this. We have to, you know, we're actually a light for the world, and I really believe that. And if we can get this together somehow, I know there's so much friction, and the news doesn't help.
Yeah.
I mean, the news, your news is great, but I mean, I'm talking about, you know, a lot of the instigating news out there.
I know. Sometimes we should just turn off the news.
Yeah. But remembering that we are coexisting, and it's beautiful to you know, go with everybody's gifts.
Yeah, yeah. And we are a melting pot for that, which we are a good example. Like you said, we are sort of a light to the world.
It works. And if you look at the odds, I mean, what are the odds that, you know, we can get along so well, actually? That we're doing pretty well, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and a good example for everyone else. So
Yes.
So.
And we have freedom. We actually can do what we want to do, and we are wanting to get along for the most part.
Yeah. So we just need Congress to get along.
Yes. Politics, I don't know about politicians, but the people are good.
I know. I always say that. Boy, if the people were just running things, you know, but it's good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, listen, you know, our time's going to go by quickly, but I think it was interesting just for people to just give a little thought to that, something they might not have thought before, and maybe...
Yes.
Maybe they're such a good cook now because, you know, they've done things like that in the past. So think about what your talents are and what you bring with you, because it can just be from an intellectual viewpoint or a leadership viewpoint like I had. So it's very interesting.
Yeah, and there are, I know your listeners have tons of latent talents that haven't even come to the surface yet. So just to be open to all of the things, you're an infinite being, and you have amazing resources and things you don't even know about yourself yet that are going to be, you know, available to you if you want to.
Yeah, I like that you said that, to remind people that, you know, no matter what age you are, there's still things to come.
Yes,
that, you
oh
know,
my gosh.
That are still and, opening.
Yes, and sometimes being older, you know, you're so much wiser and you have more resources.
Right. So as it comes forward, you know what you have time to do something with it and go from there.
Yes, and also knowing the limitations, that's definitely a great analogy for the Akashic Records, because it looks at both sides, you know, the expansion and the limitations, which we have a better knowledge of, I think, as we get older.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you brought that up, that it's two-sided.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't have unlimited time in this lifetime. You know, your soul is eternal.
Right. So we keep moving on.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lisa, let's, believe it or not, we're moving so quickly. We only have about 5 minutes. So
wow.
Let's tell people real quick what you do with angel therapy. And then
okay.
I want you to tell them a little bit about your book.
I love angels. Oh, my gosh, because they're so positive. You know, there's a lot of fear around this work. And especially in our culture, you know, we've had a history where it was taboo and actually people were punished and stuff. So angels are so great because they're, you know, they're definitely for a force of good and loving force and powerful miracle workers, bringers of messages of joy and gifts. So I love working with angels, and angel therapy is like Doreen Virtue's combination of, she was really into psychology. So she brought angels and psychology together and started to call on the angels to actually do therapy for people. And I love that idea. And everybody can do that now and all the time. You just ask them to come and help with anything. And they really do.
Right. I like that. And that's a good reminder for people. We've brought that up before. But, you know, if you want your angels around you, or you want to talk to your angels, or you just want their help with something,
yes,
you know, you just call on them and ask.
They do. And, you know, we have to be patient because our time is not divine time all the time.
Yeah.
But they do work. They start to work right away, and they're always waiting. It's like you have a million unemployed angels hovering around just waiting for you to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who doesn't love that idea?
Yeah, I'm loving that idea.
Yeah. And, I mean, as far as, you know, as long as it's for love and for the highest good of everyone, you know, they will work with us.
Yeah. And
especially for ourselves, like if the psychology aspect of it, we might have an issue. Oh, I get angry all the time at this person. I'm going to ask the angels to help me with this. You know, that really works.
Yeah, and you can ask them, you know, and I like that you said that they're waiting, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, just because we're working with an angel doesn't mean that angel isn't working with other people at the same time.
Isn't it amazing? It's so hard to understand that, but they can be everywhere at once.
Yeah, because I know somebody will say, well, how can I call on Archangel Michael if somebody else needs him or he needs to go somewhere else? But they are omnipresent. They are everywhere.
Yes, and you are worthy. Like, you are the beautiful treasure. The angels are here to help us. Like, that, you get that. That's your right.
Yeah, that's why they're here, and the messengers. So,
yes, and so I love that. I love the angels, and the therapy aspect of it was, I think, brilliant because it's so, you know, modern age.
No, I like that Doreen brought that on.
Yes.
So now, quick two, Lisa, I know you're an award-winning author. So tell us a little bit about your book. We only have about 2 minutes.
Okay. I've been published, you know, I wrote some mystery fiction, and I really like, you know, crime novels and dramas, just like everyone else. But then I created an oracle deck with angel inspiration, and it's really all about love. It's called the Love Notes Oracle Deck and Guidebook. And there are a lot of cards, and they're amazingly accurate. You know what it is? It's the law of attraction. You pick a card that reflects what your energy is right at that moment, and it might be that you have to forgive someone.
Right.
Or, you know, love yourself more, and there are all kinds of ideas, suggestions, tips, insights. Each one has a poem that goes with it. So that was really fun.
Oh, nice. So you're a poet too, Lisa.
Yes, and I won a couple of awards in poetry.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. So, I think it all comes, you know, from inspiration, that whole, I think it's all linked together as far as channeling inspiration,
yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Well, you just have such great energy.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I love these cards because they really help open the heart. And anytime somebody opens their heart, it just feels so good.
Yeah.
You know, everybody benefits.
And what did you do for artwork with them? Did you
Those
work?
Are Valentine's, like old Victorian Valentine images with cherubs and stuff. So if you don't like Victorian cherubs, you're not going to like this deck.
Okay.
But I like them.
Okay,
you know,
wonderful. Oh, well, Lisa, I can't believe we're out of time with you this morning, but thank you so much for sharing so much.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay, and we're going to take a quick break, everyone, and we'll be right back.
This portion of Heart to Heart is being brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, we're back. It's Jackie LeBeau, Heart to Heart, talking to spirit and animals. And I just want to thank Lisa Atkinson again. That was so interesting this morning. And we got a chance to talk about reincarnation and some things that we just haven't broached here before. So things to think about. So the other thing I want to tell everybody is that next week I have a guest coming on, Kelly Maddox. And Kelly is the creator of the instructional reading program at Leg Up Farm. You may remember I had Louis Castriana here a little while ago, and he was telling us about all the wonderful things they do in therapy and stuff at Leg Up Farm out there in the Mount Wolf area. So Kelly's program is called Casey's Kids, Canines and Kids Connect for Reading. And it's named after her first reading therapy dog, who was named Casey. And I love that because I had a golden retriever named Casey. So next week we'll be welcoming Kelly, and one of her star pupils, Nathan, will be joining us. And I think Nathan's mom's coming too. And they'll tell us all about how reading and other life skills have improved working with Kelly and Sam, her therapy dog. So I wish we had, I know on TV, if you ever watch one of those cooking shows, Emeril used to say smell-o-vision. I wish we had radio that you could see. We could see pictures of Sam and things like that. So maybe I'll put some things up on my website. So we'll have a lot of fun with Kelly and Nathan and talk a little bit about that. So I also wanted to remind people that even like this morning with Roxanne who called in, if you'd like to, you know, talk to me, we can have more time together if you call the office. So if you've ever just wondered about what happened to your loved ones, or you want to know what's going on with your life and what's coming and where you're going with things like family and job and career, give me a call and we can set something up for you. I have two offices, one in Hanover and one in York, for private readings. My office number is 717-968-5289. And remember, I also do group readings, so that's a lot of fun too. So you can find out lots more at my website, jackielebeau.com, www.jacquilebeau.com. So wonderful. So this is that time of year when we're thinking about loved ones as the holidays are approaching. So, and I think that's also the reason I've been getting so many group readings and so having so much fun with everybody. So this is a good time, if you're thinking about that, to give me a call and see what we can do. So just like with Lisa here this morning, I know we feel so blessed to be able to see, hear, and feel the love and humor and caring of those on the other side, and to be able to share those messages. So I'd be more than happy to help you. So I think that's all for today. Please tune in next week when Kelly and Nathan will be here talking about reading and her canine reading therapy sessions. All right, see you then.
Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau is being presented by Zunich Advisory Services, and the news is coming up. ABC News at the top of the hour.